there. Welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak. Happy Advent to you. Yes, we have finally arrived. Today, we're going to look at the Mass readings for the first Sunday of Advent. The message, this shouldn't catch you by surprise, Jesus is coming. The message this week, as we look at all the different Mass readings, is stay awake, get ready, because Jesus is coming. So for the next few weeks on this program, we're going to talk about Advent, and we're going to progress through Advent. Now, the tricky thing about Advent is that, unlike Lent, it moves very quickly. We have four Sundays in Advent, and it seems to go very quickly. Do you find that to be the case? I think the reason is because there's so much to do. There's so much busyness. There's so much hecticness. I don't even know if that's a word, but there's, you know, the idea of being frantic, running around, shopping, baking, getting prepared for parties, buying presents, all that stuff that goes along with the celebration of Christmas. We got to be careful. I mean, that's all good stuff as long as we remember the true purpose of Advent and the true meaning of Christmas. We're preparing to welcome Jesus Christ into our lives. Now, we'll talk more about this. After the opening prayer, we'll talk more about the idea of Advent and what we're trying to do during the Advent season. And then we'll look at the Sunday Mass readings for the first week of Advent. So why don't we do this? Why don't we pray? And then we can talk more about it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we thank you for allowing us to be in your presence. Father, we know right now that you can hear and see us. We know, Father, that you are delighted when we turn to you in prayer. Father, we know that you want to help us to grow closer to you, to be at peace, to prepare for Advent. We know you want all these things. So we're going to ask you to do that, to help us, to fill us with your peace, especially during the next few weeks when things can get very crazy. So we're going to ask you for your assistance, Father, so that you can help us to prepare to welcome your Son more deeply into our lives. Father, we ask you to watch over and protect our loved ones, our friends, our acquaintances. We pray for anyone, Father, who doesn't know you, who doesn't have a relationship with you. We pray for those who are grieving this Advent season. We pray for those who are just lonely for any number of reasons. We pray for those who are living in extreme poverty. Father, we lift up all these people, these intentions. We also ask that you speak to us today through these readings and through my words. Help us to hear your message, Father. Finally, I ask you to give me the words, Father God. I ask you to give me the words so that I can deliver the message that you would like me to deliver. Father, I ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, thank you for praying with me again. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm glad you were able to stop by. We do this once each week. We do it through various podcast services over the air, courtesy of several Catholic radio stations around the country. However you're listening, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just glad that you are able to listen. So we're going to talk about Advent this week. Before I do that, I want to direct you to my website, followingthetruth.com. If you'd like to find out more information about the work that I do, my full-time ministry, as well as you can find out about my books and my daily email reflection, or how to bring me to speak at your parish or your conference, the place to go again is followingthetruth.com. Let us now talk a little bit about Advent before we really get into the Mass readings. These are good ones. This first Sunday of Advent, the message is pretty much a stay awake, get ready message, which is a great way to start the Advent season. Because, again, it is so easy to just get overwhelmed or just sidetracked by the many distractions all around us over the next several weeks. So Advent is a period of preparation. It's a time for waiting. And waiting just doesn't mean sitting around doing nothing. Waiting means doing something. Expectant waiting. deliberate waiting, waiting and preparing to grow closer to Jesus, to welcome him. So let's talk a little bit about this. Obviously, the Christmas season, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and Advent is preparing to welcome him. So let's talk about that. And you may have a problem with the idea of, and this is common. I've questioned this in the past. What are we preparing for? Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. Why exactly do I prepare? And that's a really good question. So I think the first part of Advent and the preparation is to commemorate the fact that the Word became flesh. God sent his Son into our world. God wanted to get so close to us that he sent his Son to come into our world to save you and me from our sins, to live with us, to suffer, to die. All those painful things he did for you and me because we can't save ourselves. So Jesus did that. So I would say the first part of our preparation is preparing to better understand that first coming of Jesus, the fact that he willingly came into our world. And then the church tells us that we want to prepare for the second coming of Jesus. One day he's going to come again in glory. That will be at the end of the world. He will come again, and he will come and judge those who are still alive who have not previously died. So we've got that coming. And we definitely want to prepare because we don't know. He could be coming today. He could be coming tomorrow. We just don't know that. There is another, I don't know if you'd call it a coming, but if it's certainly an encounter with Jesus. We need to be prepared to meet him when we die. Because if the second coming hasn't taken place yet, we, when we die, will meet Jesus and we will be judged. So that judgment doesn't happen multiple times. It's whichever comes first, our own death or the second coming of Jesus. So there's that preparation. So we're going to meet him at the end of our lives or at the end of time and be judged, whichever comes first there. And also, we want to meet him every day in our lives. Jesus wants to get more involved in our everyday lives. So we want to prepare also during Advent for that encounter, to welcome him more deeply into our daily lives. And I think the important thing to remember about that is, if we didn't have a clear deadline, so in other words, we have to prepare. Let's talk about that last idea, welcoming Jesus more deeply into our lives so that we are really following Jesus every day, not just on Sunday, but every day. If we didn't have a deadline for our preparation, it would be really easy to just put it off and say, oh yeah, I'll prepare one of these days, I'll prepare. Or, you know what, I prepared for a couple of days, that's good enough. But the fact that we have this deadline or this target date of December the 25th, so I'm going to prepare to welcome Jesus more deeply into my life on December 25th. That gives me X number of days to prepare, all the while getting close to that finish line of December the 25th. So it's really good that the church gives us this end point, if you will, to get ready to welcome Jesus. That does not mean that every day during Advent you can't get a little closer to him. And actually, by doing the preparation, that's what's going to happen. You will get closer to him. But it's good to keep that finish line in mind. So if I start today, or the first day of Advent, first Sunday of Advent, and every day I work in some way to prepare to welcome Jesus on December the 25th, if I do that and remain faithful to that preparation, then by the time December 25th rolls around, Jesus will be a bigger part of my life than he is now. And, you know, if you do that every Advent following this year, if you get another one, you do it. You know, one of these years, it's going to be your last Advent. We just don't know when that's going to happen. But if you continually try to work on welcoming Jesus more deeply into your life throughout the Advent season, then every year you're going to get a little bit closer to him. This is something obviously we can never perfect. You're never going to get to a point in your life with Jesus that you're close enough and there's no need to get any closer to him. We're going to be working on this for the rest of our lives, which is a good thing. So every Advent, we do it again. and we get closer to him. That's the whole goal. So today we're going to focus on getting ready. The idea that someday we're going to meet Jesus at the end of the world, at the end of our lives, on December 25th in some way. And by keeping that in mind, we're going to work toward getting closer to him. So let me go to these readings now. And the readings this week, for the first week of Advent, are all about this idea that, okay, it's happening. You're going to meet him. Now, what are you going to do about it, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. Let's look at these readings. I've got to take a sip of my water first. I feel a bit of a cough coming on. I wanted to take a sip before we start the readings. As I do each week on the show, I'm going to use the gospel first. We'll look at the gospel first, and then we'll back up and let the other readings supplement the gospel message. And again, as you go through these readings, you're going to constantly hear about waiting. It's happening. Expectant waiting, you know? In other words, I hope Jesus comes. No, he's coming. One way or another, December the 25th, use that deadline because that makes it really immediate. You know, if we start working toward the second coming or when you die, most people, it might not be true, most people think that December 25th will come before their death or the second coming of Jesus. And again, that may or may not be the case, but thinking about December 25th, just about a month or so away, that makes it very urgent to prepare for Jesus. I think it's more concrete. It's easier to focus on. All right. So the gospel is from Mark chapter 13, verses 33 through 37. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch." Right? So it's pretty clear from that we don't know exactly when we are going to meet the Lord in judgment. At the end of our lives, second coming. And you know, honestly, if you rank these preparations, it's technically more important to prepare for your judgment day than it is to prepare to welcome Jesus into your life, into your daily life. Because at judgment, your eternal future is going to get decided. So we want to make sure we have that down. Now, with that in mind, it's also very important to prepare to welcome him more deeply into your daily lives. But ultimately, we want to make sure that we are ready by the time we are judged. When will that happen? We honestly don't know. So therefore, we prepare every day. Okay, so be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. Watch. Expect him to come at any time, any day. And therefore, you will be ready. All right, let's back up, look at the first reading now from the book of the prophet Isaiah. You will hear a lot about from the prophet Isaiah during the Advent season. Isaiah chapter 63, we begin in verse 16. "You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. You are named forever. Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your heritage. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, with the mountains quaking before you. While you wrought awesome deeds we could not hope for, such as they had not heard of from of old. No ear has ever heard, no eye ever seen, any God but you doing such deeds for those who wait for him." See that theme of waiting for God to come? Who wait for him. "Would that you might meet us doing right, that we were mindful of you in our ways. Behold, you are angry, and we are sinful. All of us have become like unclean people. All our good deeds like polluted rags, we have all withered like leaves. and our guilt carries us away like wind. There is none who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to cling to you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us up to our guilt. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you the potter. We are all the work of your hands. A couple of things. Number one, we've talked about this before. The Old Testament, the language is a little rougher. It almost sounds like a different God. Like, where is this God of mercy, this compassionate God that Jesus reveals to us? You have to remember that these readings were, when they were originally written, they were addressed to people who were used to worshiping pagan gods or who had that pagan influence all around them. They didn't know anything about Jesus. They didn't hear the words of Jesus. They hadn't encountered him yet. So God was revealing himself to the people gradually. He was speaking in a language that they could understand. Now, that's why it's so important for us to really be aware of the entire Bible, not just to pull out a verse here or there. You want to read the Old Testament with the New Testament in mind. And vice versa, too. When you're reading the Old Testament, you have to be aware that much of the Old Testament is a prophecy of the coming of the Messiah. So really, it's important to know both the Old and the New Testament. There was something in here that really got me. The idea that we are sinful. All of us have become like unclean people, etc. We need to do work, and that's part of the preparation process. We tend to accumulate a lot of spiritual junk in our lives, a lot of distractions, a lot of useless junk in our heads, sinful habits, all kinds of things that really, in order to welcome Jesus, need to be cleaned up. It's like you're having a visitor coming into your home. And what do? You got to clean the place up a little bit. You got to get the room ready. You got to freshen it up. So that's why during Advent, it's always a good idea to start off by going to confession and then doing something. Read the daily mass readings. Find a good book, a good devotional that helps you to go through the Advent season. I'm going to be doing, a daily podcast. It's 5 minutes long. You can find out more about that at followingthetruth.com. You can download my daily podcast and we can walk through Advent together. We're going to be doing that. I also do a daily email reflection. You may subscribe to that. But if not, you might want to do it for Advent. We're definitely going to look at the daily mass reading. So we're going to do something each day of the Advent season to prepare, to try to get ready to welcome Jesus. And again, it's not just waiting idly and saying, okay, I'm just going to sit here and wait till Jesus comes. On December 25th, I'm going to be ready. No, it's doing something. So all of us have some junk we need to clean up, and we're going to work on doing that over the next several weeks so that when we do welcome Jesus, again, on one of those occasions, December the 25th, the end of our life, him coming again in glory, we will be prepared to meet him. And that's all it is. One day at a time, making that preparation, assuming that could happen today, And if we prepare today in some way to welcome him when he comes, we're going to be ready. As long as we keep doing that every day. All right, now let's look at the responsorial psalm, Psalm 80. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face and we shall be saved. Remember, we are preparing to meet, to encounter our Savior. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. O Shepherd of Israel, hearken from your throne upon the cherubim. Shine forth, rouse your power, and come to save us. Now remember, this is prayed by people who are waiting for the Messiah. They didn't know when he was coming, but they're waiting for him. And in a sense, we're doing the same thing during Advent. We're waiting for Jesus to come to us in any number of different ways. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine and protect what your right hand has planted. The Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong. May your help be with the man of your right hand, with the Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong. Then we will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life, and we will call upon your name. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. This is the waiting that really is emphasized during Advent. Lord, let us see your face. We're waiting for you, Lord. We want to see you in a spiritual way. We want to see you, Lord Jesus. And we know that when you come more deeply into our lives, when we encounter you in any of these different ways, we know that we will be saved when that happens. The second reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always on your account for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, that in him you were enriched in every way, with all discourse and all knowledge, as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait. You see that theme of waiting again? As you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, he will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and by him you are called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So we get this idea of waiting for the Lord to come, and when he comes, he's going to save us. Now again, ultimately, that's going to happen. Our salvation will be determined on the day of our judgment, whenever that is, at the end of our lives, or when he comes again in glory. But if we prepare to meet him every day in some way, to get closer to him, to make those preparations, then whenever that day is, because we don't know when that day is going to be, whenever that day is, we will be in good shape. And that's the beautiful thing about the Advent season. As we have this, we place this short-term goal of the 25th of December. We got a text from Jesus. He's on his way. He's going to be in our house. He's going to be at the airport on December the 25th. So now I know I've got X number of days to prepare to welcome him. I think we do. I know I do good with that, and I think most people do good with that idea of a concrete date. You know, we don't know when he's coming again in glory. We don't know when we're going to die. But we know when December 25th will be. It's a few weeks away. So we can prepare every day. And you know, if Jesus is going to come and stay with us, he's going to come into our lives, we need to make room for him. You know, it's like you're having a guest over, somebody's coming over to stay with you, and the room is filled with clutter. We got to get rid of the clutter in order for him to have a place to stay. So internally, if I'm going to welcome Jesus into my life, I've got to get rid of all the bad behavior, you know, whether it's just sinfulness, out-and-out sinfulness, or negligence. A lot of times we're just lukewarm. I mean, maybe I don't pray as much as I should. Maybe I'm not doing any spiritual reading. Maybe I haven't been to confession in a long time. Maybe I just need to prioritize and make time for the Lord. All of these things we can work on during Advent. And again, we'll work on them together. I'd love to have you with me on the journey. On this program, you and I get together once a week. But if you sign up for my daily email reflections, we'll do it every day. And there's no charge for that. You can unsubscribe anytime you want. And also, my daily podcast. It's 5 minutes each day. So I usually emphasize both the podcast and the daily reflections are based on the daily Mass readings. But I try to emphasize different aspects of the daily Mass readings in the podcast and in the reflection. So you're just not getting the same thing. I'd love to have you walk through Advent with me. And then once a week, we'll get together on this show and we'll sit around the table. I want to journey with you. I believe we can help one another. And I would ask you as we move forward through the Advent season to please keep me in your prayers. And I promise to do the same for you so that this Advent can be the best one that you and I have ever had. I'm sure we all know somebody who went through Advent one year and it was their last chance. They didn't get another Advent in this life. I had a friend who that happened to a couple years ago. He didn't know it was going to be his last Advent, but he made an effort to work as hard as he could to prepare to encounter Jesus. And he encountered him a lot sooner than he expected. That could be the case with each of us. And if we're prepared, and that's why the readings talk about waiting, preparation, don't fall asleep, stay alert. If we prepare, if we don't let our guard down, if we don't fall into lukewarmness, we're going to be fine. When our judgment day comes, we'll be fine. One day at a time, prepare to welcome Jesus today. You know, you get the December 25th goal because that just gives you some time. But each day you prepare for December 25th, you're cleaning up some stuff. You're preparing one day at a time for several weeks to welcome him on December 25th. And when you do that, if he decides to come sooner for your judgment, you're not going to have a problem. Why? Because you will be ready. So let's continue to do that as we move toward the Advent season. If you have any questions or if you'd just like to check in with me, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address, Gary@followingthetruth.com. That's the place where you can find me. So please don't hesitate to reach out. Again, I will be praying for you. Please keep praying for me. And if you want to sign up for the daily email reflections or find out about the daily podcasts, there's no charge for any of those things. Just go to followingthetruth.com and you will be all set. Well, happy Advent to you. Thanks for spending this time with me. I look forward to joining you either next week or during the week if you decide to sign up for the reflections or the daily podcast. Remember, be ready. Don't fall asleep because Jesus is coming soon. God bless you. Talk to you next time.